Well, good morning, everyone. Glad to see each and every one of you. And good to see Facebook Live on the wall over here. We've kind of moved them out of the way this morning for our graduates as they come down and as we honor them. And I do want to say today is graduation Sunday. And we are so very proud of those who have graduated high school and is going on to more achievements. And we also want to applaud the parents and those who have supported and undergirded them along the way through their education experience in school, middle school and high school. And a lot of the congratulations goes to the parents as well this morning. And so we appreciate you, parents, and we are inspired by you, kids. And so today is graduation Sunday, and again, we're going to be honoring our graduates here in just a few moments. We're going to have a couple songs, and I do want to say that we will have a graduation message, but yet it's to all of us. And so one person asked, he said, well, Brother Justin, are you going to preach this morning? And I said, yeah, we will. We will preach, and it's going to be more geared toward achievement and moving forward and things like that. And so we are looking forward this morning to those things. Got a couple announcements, and then we're going to pray. Let's continue to remember Brother Leonard Palmer. Of course, he had his eye operation, and then they, I believe this past week, they went in to remove what they had put back there behind the eye that was supposed to kill the cancer. And from what I hear, it didn't fully do that. And so they're going to follow through with a oncologist in Douglasville starting tomorrow, I believe, is what Miss Dolores said. So let's remember Brother Leonard, and let's remember that precious couple and the emotions. You know, emotions hold bearing upon our life situations, don't they? And nonetheless, let's just pray the Lord would be with them and hold them close and tight emotionally as they travel this road. Harold Dolph is undergoing physical therapy continually. This has been a couple, 3 weeks now, but let's continue to remember Brother Harold. I hear Brother Charlie Wilson's getting ready for therapy as well. Brother Don Nettles is going to take him to do that, but let's remember him, his Parkinson's. Brother Don, Sister Carla are on the road this morning. I believe they're in Tennessee. South Georgia. Okay. He said 3 hours, and I don't know why my mind goes to Tennessee in 3 hours. But, I mean, hey, there's places to go south of us for 3 hours, isn't there? And 3 hours and more. But they are in South Georgia and visiting, supporting churches and a church this morning. I'm pretty sure Brother Don will be preaching. So let's remember them in prayer. Also, I want to say that tonight at 8 p.m. at the Stonebridge Church will be the memorial service of Brother Chris Fall. This was the son-in-law of the Hodges, Jeff and Sharon. And so let's remember this time for the family tonight. It will be at 8 p.m. Stonebridge Church. The address on that is 675 Tower Road, Marietta, Georgia. Zip code 30060 for your Google Maps. So again, that's at 8 p.m. tonight, Chris Fall Memorial Service, if you want to go to that and support the family. Next Sunday morning, 10 a.m., the diplomats will be with us, and we are excited about that. I wanted to say in advance, we will be taking up a love offering for next Sunday morning to give to the diplomats, and so just want you to prepare for that if you can. But they will be kicking off service at 10 a.m. That gives it a little bit of more time. And I'm sure Calvary's Choir is going to be singing, starting things off. But we would also, and then we'll hand it over to the diplomats to do some singing. And if there's enough time left there at the end, we may say a few words and bring a short message. But the 30th will be Sunday school kickoff at 10 a.m. And so remember that as well. Then, of course, June 2nd on Wednesday will be the kickoff, back in service on the midweek services, so remember that. A lot of things going on, trying to stay busy, trying to move forward, but today we're just going to take a time out and honor our graduates. Are you proud of them this morning? Let's give a round of applause. All right. Let's always continue to remember, we've been praying for some time now, but Catherine and Brother Ceylon, Miss Catherine's mother this morning, and they're having just a great difficulty trying to get her comfortable, trying to get her checked out, different things. So let's remember Miss Catherine's mother, Marge, and then Miss Catherine, Brother Ceylon, also his boss who has cancer, and many others this morning. And we need to remember in prayer, but the Lord knows all about it. So let's just worship this morning and honor our graduates. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you this morning for who you are, for the things that you do, Lord. We are just thankful for how you work in and through us, Lord, through the lives of others. I pray this morning, Lord, that you would be honored and glorified in everything we say and do. Give us your mind this morning that we may think the thoughts you want us to think, say the things you want us to say. Father, we are thankful for our graduates and thankful for the parents behind those graduates. Let them also be reminded that this isn't the end of their education journey, but it is the beginning of their young adult life as they launch out into this world using the education that they have, going to college if that's what they choose, and working the job that you'd have them work at. Father, I pray that you'll just strengthen them, be with them, help us, Lord. Give them the rightful celebration they deserve. And Father, I pray there's one here that does not know you personally. Today will be the day of salvation for them. And I pray if there's a fellow Christian here that is away from the cross, let them come back to the cross today. We love you, we thank you, we praise you, we need you. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Choir, stand with me. Church, stand with me. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. This is the day the Lord's made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Turn over to page number 177 and let's sing, Are You Washed in the Blood? Sing now. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His gracious power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are you
to the choir while we're all together, that next Sunday morning be a great opportunity for us to start back at our regularly scheduled choir practice time of 9:30. We'll be there the next week, so we might as well go ahead and kick that off next week. Next week, 9:30, so we can be ready for the service at 10 with the diplomats. It's going to be a very exciting time. We're so looking forward to it. I know that the diplomats are as well. So invite someone to come and be with you next Sunday morning in the house of the Lord. It'll be a great time. of just worshiping the Lord together. And again, the Diplomats always bring such a spirit-filled energy here to Calvary. We didn't get to have Jubilee this year or the past year, so it's kind of a Jubilee-type service. And will the choir come in and sing? We'll hit the ground running next Sunday morning. Then the Diplomats, and then Pastor, I'm sure, will bring a short message to us. And maybe we'll close out the service with the Diplomats as well. But you come, bring some folks with you, and we'll prepare them with a mask if they like one. We got masks around, and we'll try and do our best to social distance as well. But it'll be a great day in the house of the Lord. You pray for the choir this morning as we sing, "I Found Victory at the Foot of the Cross."
Even though my spirit's low, and it seems I can hardly go, but still I see victory. Many times I'm walking by faith and can't see what lies before me, but still I see victory.
I've just gotta tell you, Satan, you can't cross the bloodline, because I'm covered by his blood. You may stare and you may fight, but you're gonna lose this battle tonight.
'Cause remember,
you can't cross the bloodline.
Sometimes our battles get hot, and it seems we're fighting a lot, but I remember I'm standing on the rock. So Satan, if I were you, I turn around and I give up too, 'cause I do believe you're bound to lose.
I just gotta tell you, Satan, you can't cross the bloodline, because I'm covered by his blood. You may stay, you're gonna lose this battle tonight.
'Cause remember,
you can't cross the bloodline. I just gotta tell you, Satan, you can't cross the bloodline, because I'm covered by his blood. You're gonna lose this battle tonight.
'Cause remember,
you can't cross the bloodline. You may stare and you may fight, but you're gonna lose this battle tonight.
'Cause remember, you must remember,
you can't cross the
in our graduation ceremony part of the service. And we were very excited again and very honored to be the one to call you down here. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to call your name one by one. We have four graduating this year. And as we call you down here, and we're going to read just a little segment about you and about your achievements, and then we're going to give you a graduation gift from the church. And so, all right. And so we have number one this morning, Juliana Busby, and Juliana is 17 years old and will be graduating from Grace Christian Academy on May 23rd. And she is the valedictorian of her class and the pride and joy of her family. She graduates with over 30 college hours completed and will be majoring in biotech this fall. Juliana Busby. Here you go, Miss Juliana. We're very proud of you, hon. All right. Number two, we have L.C. Bennett. And growing up, L.C. started playing baseball and football at the age of five. Three-year letterman he has of McEachern baseball. 2 years nominated for Georgia's Positive Athlete. He is a member of the Beta Club. He is also a member of the National Society of High School Scholars. Throughout L.C.'s time in high school, he has learned to be a leader on and off the field. In the classroom, L.C. has learned success comes from hard work. L.C.'s plans now are to continue his education and his baseball career at East Georgia State College. Before you give a round of applause for L.C., we have something special. I believe Miss Christie is going to come and read. This is on the behalf of Miss Claudia, and something that was wrote, very special. And so she asked if we could read this, and I thought it would be a good touch for Miss Christie to come and read it.
Okay, Miss Claudia called me on Monday night and asked if I would read this on her behalf, as this is a very emotional morning for her, as you can imagine. So for L.C. Bennett, from Nana, Miss Claudia Darby. Number one, one of my most fondest memories was this precious baby boy when he was born into this family. Number two, I was able to keep him for some time as a baby. What an honor and joy that was. Three, I got to see him take his first step. Four, when nap time came, he always wanted Nana. Carrie asked him, well, why do you want Nana over me? L.C. said, because she's got a lot of cushiony. She's very cushiony. And I think that's his way of saying that she's fat. That wasn't for me. That's for Miss Claudia. She said, but I still love him anyway. Number five, I even played ball with him at 3 years old, Miss Claudia says. Six, I'm so proud of how he's grown up in church. I've watched him grow in Christ and seen him love everything and everyone about church. Seven, he always loved Awanas. Eight, he always loves working in the sound room and helping keep his pastor.
Amen.
I don't know if she meant his pastor in line or what, but anyways, helping his pastor out. Number nine, he has always watched out for his Nana. I'm really going to miss him and all of his help. Ten, he has a goal. And he's striving for it. He stays focused on the right path and puts God first, doing good at college and hopefully playing for baseball as well. I'm so proud of him, but really I'm going to miss him so very much. We'll pray daily for God to put a hedge of protection around you, L.C., and keep you in God's perfect will. I love you, L.C., Nana. P.S., when you see me this morning, these are tears of sadness, but also of happiness on all of your accomplishments. S is for sadness, H is for happiness, A is for accomplishments, P is for proud, and these are the things I am of you, L.C. Bennett from Nana.
Amen. There you go, Brother L.C. Proud of you, brother. Love you, man. All right. Number three this morning, we have Bryson, who's graduating from Hillgrove High School. Come on down, Bryson. Proud of you, buddy. All right, last but not least, we have Robert, and he is graduating from Hillgrove High School as well. Come on down, Brother Robert. Proud of you as well, man. Congratulations. All right, well, that's our graduates this morning. Another round of applause. Very, 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 very proud of them. All right. I guess go ahead and just take your seat for now. Thank you for allowing us to honor you today. What a blessing. What a blessing. Let me just say this about, I could say something about each and every one of them, but I was honored to be a part of LC's college signing the other day and invited to go and be a part of that. And what a blessing that was. See Brother LC sign those papers saying yes to that commitment. And so who knows? May see Brother LC playing pro ball on TV one day. I know he definitely has that ability. And so let's remember all of these graduates and their path that lies before them, that they would stay true to the Lord and dedicated to their studies. And always, always, graduates, if there's something you don't know, you're not sure about, call mom and dad. You know, call mom and dad, call that mentor, and before making any decision, be sure about it. This is no roll the dice kind of thing when it comes to your future. And so just remember that. We're proud of you. This morning we're going to be in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3. And this is going to be our starting verse in just a moment. Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3. We're just going to actually mention one verse here, and we're going to keep on going. And Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3. The message this morning is to the graduates and to those who have achieved. But also the message is for everyone that's here. So the message is to them, but for everybody this morning. With that said, I want to talk to you from my heart on this subject. Advice for the achiever. Advice for the achiever. Again, I want to mention some things this morning that, as I've done some soul searching in my heart and my mind when it comes to the area of graduating and achievement, there's just some things that I want to mention personally, but also I want to mention some things that are principle in the Bible. And if I could just put those two things together, some things that mean a lot to me personally along with Bible principle, then I think we would be doing good this morning. So again, the message this morning is advice for the achiever. And I want to share some things this morning, again, that I found in my heart and from the pages of God's Word in principle. And I hope it'll be a blessing and a help to you. When it comes to achievement, and it comes to achieving much, and it comes to graduating in life, when it comes to excelling, and it comes to accomplishment, the very first thing that we need to remember, the first word of advice would be this: rejoice. Rejoice. Celebrate your accomplishments. One person said one time that you need to, as in football, celebrate those first downs. A lot of times we don't celebrate things as often as we should, because our minds are on that end result, that big thing. But I believe there's times where we ought to celebrate those first downs. Celebrate your accomplishments in life. Every step of the way, each and every, it may be something big and flashy. It may be something small. But if you have achieved anything in life, if you are moving forward as a person and as a Christian, then there needs to be some rejoicing in your life. Celebrate first downs. That's helped me out in my personal life. The times that I would achieve something, or just my daily battle with the devil and trying to obey the Lord, saying no to temptation, listen, that's the first down. Celebrate that. And we're here on graduation morning here at Calvary, and you have graduated high school. You're moving on to go to college. I say celebrate that. Rejoice. There's going to be many, many times where, I hope there's going to be many times in your life where you can celebrate. And I say celebrate every one of them. Rejoice this morning of your accomplishment. Number one, because the Bible says so. We're in Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. Notice verse number 4. Now the Bible says that there are different seasons of life that come and go. But notice in verse number 4. He says a time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. As much as I'm an inch tall standing here this morning, I'll tell you, and you can testify to this, that there have been and will be many times in life, seasons of life, where you will do weeping, where there will be much weeping in your life. There's been much weeping in this past year of the pandemic and all of that and people passing and going on. But there's also a time. There's also those seasons of life where we're allowed by Scripture to just celebrate. Just laugh, the Bible says. In fact, the word laugh here means to rejoice. It means to laugh with joy and excitement. Weeping has had its moment, but now there's this new moment where laughter should take place, where the expression of joy should be on the countenance of all faces. There should be this time of rejoicing. But then he says this, in a time to dance. I looked that word up, dance, and it means to skip about. It means to spring. It means to have a spring in your step. Praise the Lord for those times where we have a spring in our step. You know, praise the Lord for those times in life where we can skip a little. Now, being a Christian, in general, we ought to have a spring in our step. But we also understand, even being a Christian, that there are seasons of life where there's weeping and there's mourning. But we also understand there are seasons of life, such as sending a child off to college who has graduated, that ought to put a spring in our step as a parent. That ought to put a little skip in our step as a person that is supporting that child. As a church, that ought to put a spring in our step as a church. It ought to put a skip in our step as a church. That we had 4 that graduated this year. There's a time to dance. There's a time to laugh, or a time to rejoice. Listen, graduates, everybody that's here this morning, under the sound of my voice, there is time and a time to rejoice in life. Celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how big or how small. Celebrate those first downs this morning. Whatever size the victory is, whatever size the accomplishment is, don't forget how to celebrate. So we're to celebrate because the Bible says so. Now, in Philippians chapter number 4, notice if you would for just a moment, Philippians 4, in verse number 8, Paul is telling us how to think. He says in Philippians 4 and verse number 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, listen to this, whatsoever things are of good report. Let me ask us all a question this morning. Is this a good report that we've had 4 to graduate? That is an excellent report. And so he says, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So Scripture's telling us to think on those things, those good things, those pure things, those lovely things, anything that is of a good report, worth any kind of praise, to think on those things. And back in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 4 tells us to laugh during those seasons of life. Tells us to dance during those seasons of life. Don't be stuck in the mully grubs. I'm pretty sure we all could do a little mourning. We all could do a little weeping for our own personal mully grubs we've been through. But this morning there is a call to rejoice. We're to celebrate these accomplishments because the Bible says so. But number two, we're to celebrate these accomplishments. We're to rejoice because you may be the first in your family to have graduated high school. Or you may be the first in your family to go to college. That is reason to celebrate. 1 Chronicles chapter number 4. Turn there if you would for a moment. 1 Chronicles chapter number 4. In 1 Chronicles chapter number 4, there is a long list of this one begot this one. That one begot that one. This long bloodline, this long family tree, this history of people that were born in a certain family. 1 Chronicles chapter number 4 and verse number 1, it starts. And if you take your time and you read down through each and every verse, you might have to take a deep breath or yawn even because it gets kind of lengthy. But you go to verse number 9 and something happens in the family tree. Notice verse number 9. 1 Chronicles 4. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Here is the family tree of Jabez. This one begot that one. Nothing great really happened. This one begot that one. There's probably some great things that happened to that one, but it's not listed here. This one begot that one and lived and died. This one begot that one, lived and died. But something happened right here. Something happened in the life of this man, Jabez. And I'll tell you what happened. God got a hold of someone in that family tree. While there was a family history of this one and that one, this one and that one, they probably accomplished some good things, but it's not listed here. This one and that one, lived and died and buried, lived and died and buried. This one and that one, lived and died and buried. But wait a minute. The Lord Almighty seemed fit to hit the pause button on this family tree, down through this family, and he felt the need to talk about the life of Jabez. And if I could just sum up the life of Jabez, I will say this, that Jabez was someone who called on God. While there's nothing mentioned, if there's one in here mentioned, I stand corrected, but while there's nothing mentioned out of anybody else in the family, we get to Jabez and we know that God got a hold of Jabez, and now Jabez got a hold of God. And I want to say that that's reason to rejoice this morning. Listen, for God, number one, saving you, reaching down to where you were and saving you and causing you to walk in newness of life. But not only that, to give you power to go through school and to graduate and to get that diploma and then go on to college and then go on and have a great job. And listen, all those things are honorable things this morning. And I believe that that's reason to rejoice. And I believe it's biblical grounds to rejoice by the accomplishments by which you achieved since you've known the Lord. God has a way this morning of entering in the equation in your life if you would only let Him. We see that Jabez, he was one who had a rough past, verse number 9. His mother even called him Jabez because it means sorrow. There was some kind of sorrow in his childbearing. I don't know if it was because there was no daddy present. There is no father mentioned here. There's only a mother. And I don't know if it had to do, if it didn't have nothing to do with that. Maybe it has something to do with some kind of child pains or birth pains that were unusual. Maybe the mother almost died. And she said, because of this whole situation, Jabez, of how you're getting brought up into this world, I'm going to call you Jabez. I don't know. But saying that, God uses, listen, God calls everyone to salvation. Not no limited few, by the way. He chooses every for whosoever will. But let me say this. Sometimes it's those who were given up for adoption. Sometimes it's those who have crawled knees and elbows through the junk of this old world that God has reached down and called by name and raised up to use on a higher platform so that others may know that God saves, that God gives people times of prosperity to show the blessings are from God and not yourself. That's what it did for Jabez. Jabez had this rough upbringing. Look at verse 9 again. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Rough upbringing, nothing permanent, no kind of security, but yet God had his hand on that young man. Verse 10, and Jabez called on God, on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me. And that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. He was a godly man. He was a man who God got in touch, got a hold of. And he's a man by which God is and was using. Jabez didn't want to be caught up in any kind of evilness that might bring reproach on the name of the God of Israel. And so Jabez was a pure man. Jabez was a godly man. And Jabez wanted his influence to be at such a width that he might touch and influence those around him through the coast. Enlarge my coast is what he says. He says, enlarge my influence. I want to touch lives. But we see this family tree, we see this lineage, and it was one after the other. Then God got a hold of one. This morning, that is reason to rejoice. Celebrate, graduates, those. Celebrate, graduate, your graduating time. There may even be some from times past, and maybe some, I know there is, and other church assemblies this morning and other schools who've had a rough past like Jabez. But God has allowed them to start something new in the family. What a blessing. I was the only one to go to college in my family. I'm not bragging on me, nothing to brag about. I'm bragging on God. I was the only one who went to college of any kind in my family. What a blessing. What a blessing, graduates, that you've graduated. What a blessing, achievers, that you've achieved anything in your life. Keep on achieving. You might be the only one in your family who has achieved anything. And I say this to those who haven't achieved anything. Shock everybody and achieve something. Now's the time to be an achiever. When we're living in a world with a pandemic and protesting and politics, why don't you be that bright light in somebody's life and achieve something for God's glory? Influence others. So this morning, my advice for the achievers is this. Rejoice. Celebrate your accomplishment because it's biblical. Celebrate your accomplishment because you may be the first in your family to have achieved anything on this capacity. Second word of advice, not only rejoice, but recognize. You say, what do you mean recognize? Well, number one, recognize that there is no time like the present to continue achievement. There's no life. Listen, a lot of people who graduate think this is it. I'm done. But no, listen, continue. continue the achieving in your life. Some of the famous last words were these: I should have, could have, would have, but didn't. How many times have you heard those words? There may be someone here who has actually said those words. There was a quote by Brother Stennett Ballou, who's in heaven now, and I got this wrote down, and I keep it on my desk at home, and it says, he said, do all you can while you can, so that when you can't, there'll be no regrets. Excellent advice. Do all you can, graduates, while you can, because there's coming a day when you can't, and it may not be that easily accomplished at that day. So I say, do all you can while you can, so that when you can't, there'll be no regrets. Which leads me to Ecclesiastes 12. Listen to this. Ecclesiastes chapter number 12 and verse number 1. Bible says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. What a tremendous verse. Not only for youth, but especially for youth, but not only for youth, but for anyone. But what is he saying to youth? He's saying, continue now. Continue achievement now. He's saying, and while you do that, remember God. In fact, remember God so that you can achieve. Remember God now, young people, because there's coming a day when the evil days will be here. The less desirable days will be here. There's coming a day where old age will be here. There's coming a day where you will not have any pleasure in them days if God so wills that there will be a latter day for you. Keep in mind, church, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. And so if God so wills that Justin has a senior living, I may or may not. But if God so wills it, I have wanted to, my desire would be to line up my life with Him now. Work hard for Him now. Make godly decisions for Him now, so that my path and my senior years might be lined up with His perfect will. Because there's coming some evil days in life. Someone said one time about the here and the now and the later. Of course, we're not promised for later. But someone said, and I read it, I can't remember who I read it from. It was an article said about life and about the latter part of life, that some people have addictions. And if addiction is not conquered now, it will be strengthened as the years go by. I'm going to say that again. If someone has a drug addiction that they're dealing with now, it must be conquered now, because it will only strengthen its grip as the years and days roll by. And if you're granted life later, you will be an old drug addict later. What I say is, not only young people, but all of us, those watching on Facebook, is remember our Creator now. If you have a drug addiction, lay that thing down now. If you have some kind of faithfulness problem, to the Lord, to your spouse, to the things of God, strengthen that thing now by coming to the Lord now. Remember now thy Creator, because there's coming a day when you're not going to be able to perform like you are now. So graduates, I say, recognize the time, because there is no time like the present. In fact, the present is a gift. That's why it's called the present. So we need to recognize Jesus now. apply Him to our life now. Set our road now. Set our destination from where we are now to where we want to be then. If God so wills we have a later, at least it will be in alignment to Him and His will. So, advice for the achiever is to recognize there's no time like the present. But number two is to recognize there are people watching you. Watching you. They want to see what you're going to do next. Turn to Luke 14. Luke 14. They want to see what you're going to do next. In Luke 14, we read the parable, the story of the tower. And notice, if you would, in Luke 14, verse number 28. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that beheld it began to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. And so the relation to these verses, this parable applies to all of us that are saved and born again, but also it applies to them who are trying to build something. As a believer, we are trying to, the Lord is wanting to build a life that reflects His Son. We're trying to build a tower, a place that folks can come to, that we can point to Jesus as being their refuge, but he says there's some folks watching as this construction is taking place. In verse number 9, lest haply after he hath laid the foundation, is not able to finish it, all that beheld it began to mock, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Can I say something? Can I be really, really honest with the young people? But all of us that are listening, there are some people in life that will just not understand you. There are some people in life that will mock what you're trying to do, what you're trying to achieve. There are mockers in this world. You can be doing everything right. You can be a graduate from high school, but yet there's this group of people. Oh, look at them good at two shoes. Look at them. Look at them. They think they're better than everybody. Oh, what led you to that conclusion is what I want to say. And many times those mocking are insecure about something in their life, or they're envious. And I'm not saying that's right, because it's not right to be envious. But what I'm saying is, based upon this story in the Bible, there are some who mock. But thank God there's another kind of people. Not only those who mock, but there are some who motivate this morning. And I want to say, God bless you motivators. God bless you who motivate your young person, your young people. Because they need motivation now more than ever. Keep them motivated. Say, yes, you can. You can do it. Keep going. You need to recognize that there's people watching, graduates, Christians. If I say I'm a Christian, someone is waiting for me to either mess up so they can say, I told you so, you're not perfect. And I say, well, who said I was perfect? But they're waiting to mock. But then, if I say I'm a Christian, there are those who are waiting for me to keep going. There are those who motivate. There are those who get motivated. There are just some people who mock your life and my life. And they'll never understand why we do what we do. If we have stopped a certain work, if we have felt led to go to a different direction, something happened with school and we weren't able to finish, there's a people out there that just will not understand you. But they'll mock. And then there's that bunch who will motivate. They want to understand. They do understand. They want to help. Graduates, I want you to know that Calvary Baptist Church is here to motivate you. We love you. We support you. We are behind you. We want you to continue building a life for Jesus in the future. So we need to recognize there is no time like the present. Recognize there are people watching. But also, advice for the achievers. Number three, we need to recognize a challenge that follows success. A challenge that follows success. Matthew 4, I love using this verse. Matthew 4, 1. Listen to this. Matthew 4, 1, the Bible says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. The key word there is the first word, and that is then. Then. What was going on at this particular time? What happened at this particular time that on the other side of that door was 40 days of temptation in the wilderness by the devil? I'll tell you what the big event was. It's back in chapter number 3 when John baptized Jesus. And notice verse number 17. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. You can write it down, sign it, and seal it, and deliver it. The devil is waiting in ambush with him and his demonic demons to ambush a person that pleases God. You'll find it from Genesis to Revelation. The devil, he is like a roaring lion who seeketh whom he may devour. And here we see that Jesus pleased the Father. God said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Chapter 4, verse 1, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. How about that? What I want to say this morning is recognize the times. The time of your graduation is a time to rejoice, but it's also a time to recognize that there are certain challenges that follow success. Remember David? King David, 2 Samuel 11, verse 1. You got to go back and read 2 Samuel chapter 10. A battle was won there. Then, chapter 11, verse 1, when kings went forth to battle, goes on down, he sent one to battle in his stead, but if you keep reading, David tarried still at Jerusalem. He was on the rooftop one night. And he, number one, he saw, he lusted, and then he called for. And you know the story what followed, that it followed David all of his life, his sin with Bathsheba. Baby was born, baby died, sword didn't leave his house. All of these things happened out of that one decision. And it all surrounds a moment of success. Don't let your guard down, young people, just because you've graduated. Got to be real with you. The devil is waiting out there. And it's not to create fear, but it is to challenge. It's to warn. It's to encourage you to arm yourself with the armor of God, to pray to God for protection, to sell out to Him. If there's any area that you're holding back on Him, because you're going to need every ounce of God and spiritual power that you can to move forward. It's happened ever since the Garden of Eden. When Adam and Eve were in the garden, you may eat of every tree, but that one in the middle, you can't eat of that one. What happened? Temptation was there. And we know that there was fruit ate from that tree. And then there were cursings pronounced on this world and humanity. What I say this morning is recognize. Recognize this morning. Advice for the achiever. Recognize that there's no time like the present to continue achievement. Recognize there are people watching. There are mockers and motivators, but recognize there are challenges that follow success. Lastly, I'm going to spend a few minutes here, and then we'll bring it to a close. My last word of advice would be this: reach. Reach. While it's important to rejoice and celebrate this time in your life, it's also important to remember this is the beginning of your life, not the end. It's important to remember this is the beginning of your young adult life. This is the beginning of many responsibilities. Keep moving. There's so much more for you to go for. Not just accomplishing high school, as great as that is. I wrote down a little note, kind of funny but true. Some have the opinion and thought that when they graduate, they're done. Just live as an adult with mom and dad sleeping on the couch till Jesus comes. Listen, I'm not going to say no names, but and they're not even a member of this church. There's some extended family members. 50, 55. And listen, everybody's story is different. But graduating high school doesn't mean that you just live as an adult with mom and dad till Jesus comes. That's kind of like this. It's kind of like dieting real hard and buying smaller clothes, and then you stop dieting and expecting to fit in those smaller clothes. It ain't going to happen. And listen, I've lost a little weight since January. And Brother Allen, I bought some smaller clothes. And if I'm not careful, I'm not going to be able to fit in those smaller clothes. Same idea, same concept. Those who graduate, it's not the end, but it's the beginning. It's time for you to launch out and to achieve. Philippians 3:13, one of my favorite verses, talks about that. Paul mentions forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are before. That word reach means to stretch. And so Paul is talking about being in a stretching mode for accomplishment. Even Paul in his great adult spiritual adulthood, being an apostle and wrote most of the New Testament, still says, I am not done growing. I'm still reaching. I want to close with this morning. Nehemiah chapter number 4. Nehemiah 4. So we're in stretching mode. We're in reaching mode. But in Nehemiah 4, there were some, this goes kind of along with my second point, but there was some ridicule, there was some mockery taking place, and attack from the enemy when they were rebuilding the wall. Nehemiah 4, verse number 1. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren in the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Number one, feeble Jews. Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of rubbish that are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. And then we have Nehemiah in his prayer. He says, hear, O our God, for we are despised and turn a reproach upon their own head and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. Verse 5, Old Testament prayer here, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. Verse 6, so built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. I said that was an Old Testament prayer because we New Testament people, we don't, of the New Covenant, we don't pray prayers like that. We want people to get saved, their lives to change, their sins blotted out. But they were reaching. They were stretching. They were building. And all of these naysayers came along, and all of these that ridiculed. And so Nehemiah prayed, and they had a mind to work. Verse number 6 says, so built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. Listen, we're going to have to reach, all of us, we're going to have to reach. But you this morning that have graduated, and those that are watching on Facebook, there's going to have to be some reaching involved. Reaching and stretching, even during conflict, even during ridicule. If we stopped, if us adults, us moms and dads, grandparents, if we stopped every time there was a ridicule that went our way, every time there was a roadblock, if we stopped, then wouldn't nobody probably in our families be graduated or anything, because it trickles on down. But by the power of God, we kept going in the face of ridicule and opposition. And our word to you, young people, is you keep going in the face of ridicule and opposition. We can go 1,000 other ways this morning, but as they come with a verse of invitation, advice for the achiever. Advice for the achiever. To the graduates, before everyone this morning, just wanted to remind you to rejoice. Take a minute, celebrate your accomplishments. At the same time, recognize there's no time like the present to continue that achievement, but also reach. Keep reaching. Keep going. Don't stop. While in your youth, remember your Creator, because those evil days are coming. Do it now while you can, and while you have the mind to. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. Lord, I pray that something was said that was a help to our young people, but also to all of us while we're here, all of us that are here while we've been here. Use the message, Lord, I pray, during this time of invitation. Maybe there's someone that needs to come and give their life to the Lord now rather than later. May not be a later. Maybe there's a Christian that needs to come and rededicate their life now. There may not be a later. They're not going to go to hell, but they'll miss this time of sweet communion and opportunity to get back right with the Lord. Whatever the case is, whatever the church needs, minister to hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand to our feet this morning.